Can you say, it is well with my soul?
In Philippians 2, the Bible instructs us to do everything without murmuring and disputing. Paul reminded the believers that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, and that they should shine as lights in the world. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, helping you to run the race of life each day with an eternal view. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you again today on the great hymns of my life. We've been talking about all these wonderful hymns that have become a part of the very warp and woof of my own spiritual growth. I'm so grateful for a family in which we sang hymns. And I would urge you, parents, to teach your children hymns. And you who did not have that kind of a background, get busy right now and start learning hymns. Get a hymn book and keep it along with your Bible so that when you have your quiet time, you can read through these hymns and make them your own prayers. It's amazing how many of the great hymns of the church are in the form of prayers. And they will be very helpful when you have trouble, as I often do, in putting into words just what it is that I want to say to God. And these hymns raise our sights, too. We need to be called higher, don't we? We always need to be pressing on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We want to die climbing, as Amy Carmichael said, not to sort of rot or rust out or flake out or space out, but to continue to press higher and higher to higher ground. So the hymn that I want to give you today, some of you will know why it has had such great significance in my own life. It's another hymn to the tune of Finlandia. This one is We Rest on Thee by Edith G. Cherry. Here are the words. We rest on Thee, our shield and our defender. We go not forth alone against the foe, strong in Thy strength, safe in Thy keeping tender, we rest on Thee, and in Thy name we go. Do you know why that hymn means so much to me? Well, my husband Jim Elliott and four other missionaries were making an attempt to take the gospel to unreached territory, the area in which the Auca Indians, A-U-C-A, of eastern Ecuador were living. We knew next to nothing about these people except that they were Stone Age people and they wore no clothes and they killed strangers. We certainly knew that they had never received the gospel. And so after dropping gifts for 15 weeks from a small airplane, the men felt that God's time had come for them to make an attempt to move into Auca territory and meet these people face to face. On the eve of their departure, they met together for their last prayer and planning session. And they sang this hymn, We Rest on Thee, Our Shield and Our Defender. The second stanza says, We go in faith, our own great weakness feeling, and needing more each day Thy grace to know. Yet from our hearts a song of triumph pealing, we rest on Thee, and in Thy name we go. Yea, in Thy name, O Captain of salvation, in Thy dear name, all other names above, Jesus, our righteousness, our sure foundation, our King of glory, and our Prince of love, we rest on Thee, our shield and our defender. Thine is the battle. Thine shall be the praise when passing through the gates of pearly splendor. We rest with Thee through endless days. Most of you know the story that those five men, although they had a very friendly contact with the Auki Indians on the following Friday. They had gone in on a Monday, and Friday they had a very friendly contact with three Auki Indians. But on Sunday, they were all speared to death. Think about those words, "We rest on thee, our shield." And the God who had taught these men to trust him as their shield and defender had allowed them to be speared to death. We widows thought a lot about those words. We had to face that black abyss of mystery and ask ourselves, who is this God that we trust? Where does our faith rest? I think you can understand why I emphasize constantly that our faith must rest in the character of God, not in an outcome. If our faith had been pinned entirely on God's bringing those people back alive, which certainly was our prayer, then when they were speared to death, our faith would have collapsed. My faith rests in who God is. He proved his love on the cross. What else do we need to know? What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? There is no other refuge. And so, in the face of mystery, I continue to rest on him. And another hymn, which is in the same genre, is one that was written by a man named Horatio Spafford. And the words are, "It is well with my soul." This is the first stanza. "When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." When Mr. Spafford was a very wealthy and successful lawyer in Chicago, he believed that God was calling him and his family to move to Jerusalem as missionaries. He sent his wife, and I believe it was four children, ahead on a steamer, and he was to follow. The steamer sank, and Horatio Spafford received this cablegram from his wife, "Saved, alone." He knew that that meant that she alone of his family was rescued. Four children were drowned. Now let me read those words again. "When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows, like sea billows, roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And, Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul." This is the hymn that we five widows and the rest of the group that had come to the memorial service sang after the five men were killed. And Cornell Kappa, the life photographer who was there at the time, had never met Christians before. He didn't know what missionaries were. He could not fathom what it was that these five men had gone into the jungle for. He stood there behind the piano very quietly with his camera and kind of shook his head at these women that could sing a song like that. In 1967, I was in Jerusalem staying in the American Colony Hotel, which was run by a son or a grandson of this Horatio Spafford. I believe his name was Horatio Spafford, Jr. And lo and behold, his mother, I believe it was his mother that was still there, and she Obviously, it couldn't have been the son of this hymn writer. It must have been the grandson, because I was able to have tea with his mother, and she told me that she was the child of Horatio Spofford, who had been born after the sinking of that ship. All the children were lost when the ship sank, but after that, when they got to Jerusalem, then this lady was born to that same family. And she told me how her mother had recounted to her the story of the sinking of that ship, and how as they were flung into the water, the mother was able to dive just deep enough to reach her fingertips out and touch the hem of the little dress on one of her children as that child slipped down below her grasp. Can you imagine the agony of a mother in a situation like that? If you've ever known anything that even comes close to that kind of sorrow, can you say, it is well with my soul? Though Satan should buffet, and he knows how to buffet us, doesn't he? Though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. And the chorus is just the repeat of those simple words, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. May you be able, in all honesty, to say those words. God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.